Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
There doesn't seem to be any limit to the barefaced nerve of the man we'd all like to see in a chain gang, Harry Palmer. Stella went to see Inspector James this morning and told him about Angela's diary. But still, there's nothing the police can do. Although the inspector did tell Jeff that things might be different when Uncle Tressida's doctor gets back from overseas. Oh, but what a hope. Jeff and I ran into Palmer at lunch, and he took great pleasure in telling us that it didn't make any difference what Angela or the doctor said. It would still boil down to Angela's story against his. Oh, I don't know, really. It's from bad to worse. And until Palmer goes to jail for the Bendigo fraud, none of the businessmen in town will have anything to do with Jeff. Hello. Who's this?
Ah, good afternoon, Marcia. Dear me, I was just saying to myself I'd be lucky to find you in this afternoon.
Oh, come in, Mr. Fleming.
I was driving past, and on an impulse I said to myself, by Jove, Percy, why don't you drop in and have a word with Marcia? When's your aunt coming home?
Not for another week or two, I don't think.
Well, you're looking as pretty as ever. How are things at the office?
Not terribly good.
Is the firm making any money at all?
Well, Benny Puller's account is just keeping our heads above water, and that's all.
Well, Marcia, you know how it is. I play golf with this one and that one, and I've been hearing things.
About the firm?
Yes, about the firm. And I'm worried. Good gracious me, I'd hate to see Bendigo's go under. There's nothing I'd hate more. Marcia, if you don't mind me saying so, I think you should grasp the nickel for your own sake as well as Tressida Bendigo and Company's.
Well, we're doing everything we can. Jeff's been hammering away at all our old customers.
That's the trouble.
You think he's been hammering them too hard?
I'm sorry to say it, but I don't think he should be hammering them at all.
But how else can he hope to get their business back if he doesn't go after them?
Marcia, Jeff won't get those accounts for your firm, not if he tries for 10 years.
I know. I've known it all along. You're not happy about him. And it's so brutally unjust.
It's not only his business reputation that's tarnished, it's, well, it's the sum of several things, my dear.
What things?
Oh, upon my soul, I know we shouldn't interfere. What a man's life is personally shouldn't affect people's judgment in business, but it does.
Look, please say it straight out, Mr. Fleming.
You're divorcing your husband. Stella Bronson's followed him about from pillar to post. You've reinstalled him as your general manager, but with Stella there, too, as his personal secretary, heads are being shaken in this city, Marcia.
The heads that control the biggest businesses.
Unfortunately, yes. I must admit, I was instrumental in getting Jeff back to the firm, but... Well, it never entered my head for a moment that the Bronson girl would leave Benny Puller and come back, too.
Well, I think it's utterly beastly. I know for an absolute fact Jeff has nothing to be ashamed of.
Just the same, I think you should ask him to resign.
No. That's the last thing I'll do.
It might be better for Jeff.
No.
But you only have to lose one or two of your smaller accounts, and you'll start losing money again.
I can't help it, Mr. Fleming. While I've got a farthing left to keep the firm going, Jeff's going to manage it for me.
Very well, my dear, if your mind's made up. But I do hope you don't mind me making the suggestion.
No, no, I understand.
I have only your best interest at heart. Well, well, my dear, I'll be running along.
Mr. Fleming, you weren't just driving by, were you?
No, Marcia, I wasn't. Goodbye, my dear.
All right, Sergeant, I think we're ready. What? Of course I'm sure. Ask her to come in. Yes, now. How far can I go with this woman? If I scare the daylights out of her, will she crack? Or will it get her back up? Yes, come in, Mrs. Denham. Yeah, take a seat. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm just looking over the sentences convicted blackmailers have been getting over the last 10 or 15 years.
Blackmailers?
Yes, you know, the people who extort money by threats. No, I'd rather you didn't smoke, if you don't mind.
Oh, rot, I'm dying for one.
You will kindly not smoke here, madam. Yeah, here's one, 7 years for extortion. Here's another, a woman, too. You might remember the case. 6 years for bleeding a retired farmer down to his last shilling. Unpleasant people, blackmailers, Mrs. Tennant. Don't you agree?
I've never given them any thought.
Blackmailers and poisoners. The worst of the lot.
Inspector James, will you kindly tell me why I'm here? This is the second time
I've... You're here to make a decision. I now know all about that diary of yours and the true relationship between you and Harry Palmer. And, if you don't mind my saying so, no wonder he tried to kill you.
So they told you.
And Miss Bronson told me. She read your diary from cover to cover. And she's a girl with a fairly photographic memory.
You can't do anything to me. The diary's burned.
You did blackmail Palmer, didn't you, Mrs. Tennant?
No, I did not.
At about the time Palmer swindled the Bendigos, the sum of £1,700 was paid into your account.
I won it at the races.
What meeting?
Ashdown Park.
What horse?
Merry Widow.
Who'd you back it with?
Marty Bloomstein.
Who?
Marty Bloomstein.
Paddock rails or stand?
Stand.
What were the odds?
10-1.
How did you have it? Each way?
Yes, each way.
What did you have on it? Quickly. How much?
I don't remember.
You're lying.
Oh.
Merry Widow at Ashdown Park, backed with Marty Bloomstein in the stand. She had an each way bet and she won 1,700. You got that down, Sergeant? Your pencil, what? Get on to it right away.
What are you doing?
Now, look, Mrs. Tennant, you're in serious trouble. You were making that yarn up as you went along, and you know it. You were in that swindle with Palmer up to the neck. You don't want to see him go up for it, because you'll go up for it, too. But you dragged the pilgrims in here to tell me their story so as you'd have background for your charge of attempted murder.
No, it's not true. You can't prove anything.
You were crazy to think you could get Palmer tried for trying to kill you without all the rest of your activity coming to light as well. So listen to me. You speak up now and give evidence against Palmer, and you won't get off absolutely free, but your sentence will be pretty light. But if you keep quiet now, when I know all there is to be known against you, then sooner or later you'll be for it. I'll arrest Harry Palmer one day, be quite certain about that, Mrs. Tennant. And when I do, I'll be looking for you as well. You'll go up together. Unless you speak up now. Well... What's it to be?
No.
No?
I'd rather be dead than stand in the dock in a court full of people. You've nothing on me now, Inspector James.
But one day I will have.
I'll take my chances. I'm admitting nothing. You can't prove anything. Can I go now?
It's on your own head, Mrs. Tennant. Yes, you can go. But the time's coming when you won't be able to walk out at will. For 3 or 4 years... You can go, and when the time comes, don't say I didn't give you every chance. That's all. Oh, that was close. I nearly made it. Too bad I couldn't promise her she'd get off altogether. Well, that's that. There's nothing to do now but wait for the return of Dr. Douglas McIntyre. Then I'll have them both. Palmer doesn't think so, but I will. When McIntyre gets here, It all depends on him.
Oh, Jeff, I'm so glad I caught you. Stella's gone, hasn't she?
Yes, 10 minutes ago. What's the matter with you?
I've just had the most ghastly time with Inspector James. He wanted me to admit everything. Jeff, I'm sorry, but I just couldn't.
It had to come to this, Angela. Marcia and I kept quiet about your diary, but I wasn't going to tell Stella to shut up about it, too.
I'm not blaming you. But, Jeff, I just couldn't make myself. I'd have been handing myself over, too.
You surely don't want sympathy.
No, I've dug my own pit. But I'm in such a frightful position. When that man McIndoe gets back...
You should have thought of all this ages ago.
Jeff, if we could get a confession out of Palmer before McIndoe returns...
Oh, don't make me laugh.
But Inspector James warned me that Palmer might try to get rid of me once more, before McIndoe returns.
Not a chance. I saw Palmer only today. He went out of his way to let us know he considers himself in the clear.
But that'd make it all the easier. If he's so confident...
What's on your mind, Angela?
I have to get myself out of this mess somehow. And I thought you... I thought you might help because you should be willing to do anything to...
I asked you what's on your mind.
Jeff, the police half expect Palmer to have one more attempt at getting rid of me, to save his hide, and he knows that. So I thought that if we could get Palmer into my flat at just the right time, and we were to stage manage it carefully...
There might be just a chance. In fact, there might be an excellent chance. Oh, boy. What a way to bring the axe down on Mr. Harry Jefferson Palmer, with not a hope on earth to get himself out of it. Yes, I'll help you, Angela, with the greatest pleasure in the world.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.